Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Molly Harchie. Welcome, Molly.
Thanks, Father.
Molly is a religion teacher at Bishop Hartley High School. And as we begin or continue this part of our conversation, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we ask that you bless us this day. Help us that in the people that we meet and encounter, we may see your face. Help us, O Lord, by pouring forth your gifts of patience and understanding into our hearts this day, that especially those who may be the most difficult to work with this day, we may also see your face. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Molly, you're a product of Bishop Hartley High School, and you also teach there. So, as we begin this, maybe what does a Catholic high school religion teacher do?
Yeah. So, this is like the end of my 11th year there. So, I've been there longer than I realize. Teach religion. So, I have been focused on sophomores every year. So, I have had them for 11 years now. And so we have at Hartley a 7-period day. So I usually teach 5 of the 7 periods. And then in the religion department, we've kind of off and on kind of shared other like formation responsibilities as well. So some of the teachers kind of help coordinate the masses, or some of the teachers will help coordinate the retreats, which I've done a little bit in the past of like just helping with the high school retreats. And then we have a house system at Hartley, and I've been involved in the house system for quite a few years, which kind of is where our service component is kind of connected to. So helping with tracking service hours or offering service opportunities and kind of connecting the kids with stuff like that.
Could you explain the household system?
Yeah.
Maybe? Because I don't know. Are you the only high school in the diocese that's doing it?
I think so. Like, I think the full house system, I think we're the only ones. So it's, you know, originally based in Britain, I think, the house system with boarding schools and stuff. And so we have at Hartley 6 houses, and they're all named after former Catholic high schools that have closed. So we have Victory House after Our Lady of Victory and Sacred Heart House, Aquinas, St. Mary's of the Springs, Our Lady of the Rosary, and then Father Worley is the other one. So we have those 6 houses. So each of our students are sorted into a house, and then within the house, they're placed in a mentor group. So each house has 6 mentor groups with a mentor teacher assigned to them. And so that same teacher is with the student for 4 years. So it's like a group of seniors, juniors, sophomores, and freshmen that are put together. And we try to meet regularly. It was a little bit different this past year, obviously, with everything. But we meet usually daily for like 12 minutes to kind of check in and do things. And then we have, along with those regular mentoring things, again, service is kind of tied into that. So we offer service opportunities, or we encourage our students to do service throughout the year. And then we have a house competition throughout the year. So we have like some big events, like we have a glee competition where each house kind of performs a musical thing. We do a house Olympics at the end of the year. We have a Christmas carol singing competition that the houses each sing a Christmas carol and it gets voted on. And then little competitions throughout the year, like the conduct and GPA are kind of factored in. So we usually try to do like whichever house improves the most from the different quarters gets the most points and stuff. So then, yeah, at the end of the year, they're awarded the champions of the House Cup. The Rosary House for the past five years has won 4 times. So we need to like figure out how to unseed them as the reigning champions, the rest of the houses.
Now, which household are you connected with?
So I'm with the Springs House, St. Mary's of the Springs. Yeah, so I have been with them the whole time. I've never moved houses, which has been really fun to kind of see it grow and expand.
Awesome. Now, if you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Molly Harchie. Molly teaches at Bishop Hartley High School. Now, you know, it depends who you talk to, but some people say the subject is religion, or some people say the subject is theology, or some people will say it's catechesis, you know, like it's their catechism.
Right.
So what is like this whole idea of religion in our Catholic high schools?
Yeah, I think I think of it as theology of learning about God. I think some people, because of the diversity that are in our Catholic schools and not every student is Catholic, I think sometimes they kind of go with religion to kind of, you know, explain, you know, what the faith is and how to live the faith out. Or, I think it's an interesting area.
Because when you say theology, I think academic and speculative,
right.
You know, in the sense that, oh, well, this is what Karl Rahner said on this point, right. And this is what Hans Urs von Balthasar said on this point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, high schoolers maybe don't even have a command of the catechism.
Correct.
Let alone, you know. So, unfortunately, you know, I think there are teachers in Catholic high schools that do put out speculative stuff. I mean, there's even RCIA directors and PSR teachers that put out speculative stuff. I have large files on these things. So,
sure,
you know,
but
the idea is really that they need the basics of the faith, the catechism.
Yes. Yeah. And again, in my past 10 years or so of it, I think that's been the thing that I've tried to emphasize to my students. You know, they're high schoolers. So they're like, well, why don't we learn about, you know, Islam, or why don't we learn about Hinduism? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, some of the students, when I first started teaching, as we were switching out of the old like course of study into the USCCB framework, where world religions is not really one of the core courses. Whereas before, when I was in high school, that was like senior religion, mm-hmm. was world religions. And I remember my first year, the kids like knew. They knew that they were like losing this world religions class, and they're sophomores in high school. And they were like, why don't we get it? I was like, why would you want me, a practicing Catholic, you know, to explain to you these other beliefs when I don't really understand it, and all we'd really be doing would be, you know, looking at a textbook together and understanding mm-hmm. it. I said, but, you know, what I would like you to do is leave Hartley with a good, solid foundation of what the church teaches and how it expresses what it teaches. And you might not agree with it, because again, not every student is Catholic that's mm-hmm. at our schools, but if you're out in the world and you can say, well, what you're talking about in terms of the Catholic faith is not accurate, even if you don't believe it, like, that's my goal, is that you know what the church teaches and have an understanding of it that you can express, like, I don't think what the media is saying right now, you know, is accurate to what the Catholic Church says on certain things. And so they were like, oh. I was like, yeah, like, why would you want me to teach you about another faith when I don't practice or believe it? I was like, you can go to college and have plenty of professors that live and practice these other faiths if you're interested about it and learn more. And they're kind of like, oh, I guess that's true. I'm like, well, yeah, you might have some idea of what we're doing here.
Now, having taught world religions in a Catholic high school,
you did
I like
that?
To think that I was objective.
I'm sure.
You know,
sure. Very objective.
No, I think you bring up a really good point. But the thing I guess I would ask you is, do you think that, they're exposed to everything they need to be exposed? Like, you know, like you just mentioned that we want them to be able to speak on behalf of the, in some sense, on behalf of the church. Like, this is what Catholics believe, genuinely believe. I mean, is that being done?
I don't know if we're all there yet. I would say that. I think it's hard. There's a lot, obviously. Like, the catechism's huge, and even with the framework that the bishops gave us, what they gave us, there's a lot in there that we can't even touch on, just with the nature of, like, the school year and the interruptions and things like that. But I think as I've been at, like, again, I went to Hartley, as I've been at Hartley in my years, students have definitely said, like, you know, I'm learning things that I never, like, really had an idea about before. And so that, again, the foundation, I don't know, you got to kind of put the hope there that, like, the foundation, the seeds are there. But I definitely think our high schoolers can and probably desire more of a foundation, like, can be exposed to it, and they can deal with it maybe more so than some people think.
Now, you, the Office of Catholic Schools, which Adam DeFault, who's the superintendent, is doing a wonderful job. They brought in a year ago Dr. Therese Resinella, who is sort of the curriculum for religion for the Catholic schools. And you're on one of her committees. Basically, they're restructuring the whole curriculum for religion and catechesis in Yeah, K through 12. And she's doing a phenomenal job. I mean, she is, she's on board with where the church wants, you know, in curriculum. And maybe you could share a little bit of experience from that process.
With us. So in the high school end, that's the committee that I'm on. We have been taking for the past like 6 months or so since January, like we have the framework, but it's like, you know, what the bishops want us to cover, but there's not necessarily like objectives or things. So that's kind of what we're doing. And we've divided it up kind of with whatever courses. So I teach sophomores and have taught sophomores for a while. So I've been looking very specifically at the sophomore course and kind of looking at what is in the framework, the kind of outline, and then trying to make course objectives. Like, what are the main topics that we want to do? So like in the Paschal Mystery, there's a ton of stuff that you could cover. So it's like, okay, what in salvation history do we need to focus on as sophomores that maybe they didn't get as freshmen? And then Teresa's really tried to emphasize the Christian anthropology as well, and trying to figure out how we can implement more of that into our regular curriculum, which I think is really needed right now with our high schoolers and kind of just the way that the world is, of having that understanding of what God, you know, intended for the human person.
Yeah, Christian anthropology is the Christian understanding of the human person.
Correct.
What, you know, what it looks like.
Yeah.
And I know she borrowed my theology of the body version. So, mm-hmm. So I'm sure that that's going to work its way in there too.
Definitely.
So. Well, Molly, thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Molly Harchi from Bishop Hartley High School. Until next time, peace and all good.